It's Friday, October 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The overwhelming rise of apps in business. New data predicts the upcoming recession, and tech regulation momentum slows as the midterms near. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Okta. Companies with more than 2,000 people unleash an average of 187 apps on their workforce. This includes apps like Zoom, Slack, Notion, Airtable, Monday.com, DocuSign, and more. What does this result in? According to research published in the Harvard Business Review, workers are toggling from app to app, website to website, nearly 1,200 times a day, or 9% of their annual time at work. Complaints about apps increased 32% in 2021, and an average of 76 employees quit per year because they're so vexed by the tech. Why do we care? Well, this is undoubtedly a bigger business story. There's an obvious lesson here for all. Too much technology is not necessarily good, and more apps isn't the optimal answer. When I cite that helping in the business layer is the highest value, well, this is an example of why. Are those apps overlapping? Can a business do more with less? Are you maximizing the ones you have rather than adding more? Helping businesses with this complexity is why there's value. And in sobering news, Bloomberg economists have come out with the latest version of their model for recession prediction. And the latest run puts the odds of a recession at 100% in the next 12 months. The last time this was run, the model was at 65% in the next 12 months. Why do we care? Not to be a bummer before the weekend, so let's look at the bright side. While this isn't a 100% guarantee that recession is coming, from a planning perspective, there's simply an advantage in assuming it's coming and moving beyond that. As my colleague Carl Polichuk is fond of saying, you are an economy of one. Remove the uncertainty, know that within 12 months there will be a recession, and execute your plan. Government gets things done, and it does it at the pace of deliberation. I want to share a few updates. Axios dove into the pace of tech regulation as the midterms approach, updating on three major areas. On antitrust, most of the major bills have stalled, despite a bill on fees for large mergers passing in the House. On privacy, the American Data and Privacy Protection Act passed out of committee. Still, House Speaker Pelosi voiced reservations about it limiting her home state of California's privacy law, and it has not been taken up for a vote. The third, children's online safety, saw bills come out of committee in the Senate, but the House has no corresponding bill. The bottom line? COVID, the economy, climate, health, and tax spending all took priority. Representative John Katko from New York, ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, who is retiring later this year, shared his vision released this week detailing how the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency should grow through 2025. The plan lays out six tenets that CISA should focus on to grow, including maturing public sector cyber workforce training, aggressively growing cybersecurity capabilities, and continuing to build relationships across the federal government and private sector. And in an update to the National Cybersecurity Strategy, National Cyber Director Chris Inglis said Wednesday that the release is still pending, anywhere from a month or two or three to possibly further. The delay was partially credited to a flood of the federal government and private sector feedback. He said that the strategy will address regulation and market forces, the international dimension of digital security, as well as the assigning of roles and responsibility, and how to actually get critical infrastructure into the right place. Why do we care? We'll be looking to see what happens in the next session of Congress, and those midterm elections matter to see what will be prioritized. Public service announcement, go out and vote. That said, there's practical work being done around how the strategy for cyber will play out, and I previously covered the call for feedback. The rollout now changes due specifically to hearing from the industry. Next year may turn out to be a significant one for tech and cybersecurity regulation. Two live stream events to make you aware of. First, we'll be covering the Acronis CyberFit Summit from Miami, Florida. Two live stream events to catch, November 7th and 8th, each at 7 p.m. Eastern. And from IT Nation, an IT Nation Connect 2022 newscast, that's November 10th at 7:30 Eastern. Catch both live or in the recording. Thanks for listening. Today is International Day of the Nacho, so go get some nachos. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.